Let's switch over to San Antonio, Texas, joined by political commentator, Mr. Mark Dankoff. Mark, thanks so much for being with us. Well, Mark, once again, we're seeing just another horrific crime that has been committed by these insurgents. The more we see these various video clips, it seems the more adamant that the United States and its allies want to support these terrorists. Why is that the case?
Well, it's clearly the case because Israel gets whatever it wants. The fact of the matter is, between the Zionist state of Israel and the Zionist-occupied American government, war crimes are okay as long as they're being committed by people that control the Israeli government or people who are fulfilling the Israeli agenda. The United States had no problem with Saddam Hussein using chemical gas during the Iran-Iraq war against Iran. The United States has said nothing about Israel's use of white phosphorus munitions, both in Gaza and Operation Cat's Lead in 2009, or Israeli-induced white phosphorus murders in southern Lebanon in that conflict. The fact of the matter is that what is most revelatory here is that a global research article that came out today, Michael Chosnovsky's site, shows that Americans opposed this conflict overwhelmingly, an American involvement in this conflict, by something like a 499-1 margin in regard to calls being made to their congressmen and senators. And yet, obviously, most people have concluded that the vote is going to go the other way because of the Israeli lobby's control of the American Congress and Senate, as well as the executive branch of the government. One other thing is noteworthy. There are several polls that have been conducted by Israeli newspapers that show that Israel wants an attack on Syria, but it does not. Overwhelmingly, its people do not want the Israeli Defense Forces doing it. They want the United States and European powers to do it on their behalf. This is what's going on here. It's clearly illegal. It's dreadful. It's murderous. And once again, the criminality of the Zionist regime over many years is unfortunately now mirrored by the criminality of an American government that has been in league with these people since the late 1940s.
Well, Mark, when we're looking at these type of individuals and these horrific crimes that they have committed, how likely is America's or the United States' support for this type of element likely to backfire when you're training, when you're funding, when you're arming people that appear to not have any type of moral conscience? Then isn't it likely that it will basically come back and haunt them?
Well, I think that that's true in terms of international opinion and blowback. What I'm waiting for is to see whether or not the people of the United States get off their hind ends and turn off Thursday night football tonight, the opening of the NFL season, and start caring about what these policies that their government is supporting are doing not only to our image in the world, but in fact are going to result in more hundreds of millions and billions of dollars ultimately being spent by the United States government on these murderous activities, as well as the deaths not only of thousands, potentially millions of innocent people in the Middle East over time, but the deaths of more American men and women for absolutely nothing other than the Israeli agenda. And until the American public figures this out, it seems that the Zionist-occupied government of the United States and the media, the American media that is aiding and abetting these people, will just continue with more of the same. But Paul Craig Roberts is, in effect, correct. They will run out of men. They will run out of money at some point. They're already out of credibility. And the fact of the matter is that if there's a silver lining in all of this, it is that the American empire is quite likely ultimately to collapse as a result of these policies, and maybe to be replaced again by what my forefathers would have referred to as the old American Republic that was ruled by a constitution and the rule of law.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of San Antonio, Texas. Mr. Mark Dankoff, a political commentator.